From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Janet Saidi. St. Louis area Democrats are using a court case against Missouri's voter photo ID as a rallying cry in the state's competitive U.S. Senate race. In St. Louis, Rachel Lippman reports.
Last week, a judge in Cole County threw out the sworn statement voters who showed non-photo identification like a utility bill had to sign in order to cast a ballot. Attorney General Josh Hawley appealed that decision, saying it introduced too much uncertainty 3 weeks before the election. Democratic leaders like State Senator-elect Carla May say the decision makes it even clearer that Hawley should not be elected to the U.S. Senate. He is challenging Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill.
In November 6th, vote against any person that's running for office that's trying to stop you, the people who are the government, from voting.
May and other Democrats are planning major voter turnout and voting rights protection drives as the election approaches. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A federal judge says Missouri has violated the rights of people serving life in prison without parole for offenses committed when they were children. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that U.S. District Judge Nanette K. Lowry has ordered state officials to develop a plan within 60 days that provides such inmates with a, quote, meaningful and realistic opportunity for release. The ruling comes in a lawsuit filed by four inmates who are seeking to represent others who were also sentenced to life without parole for offenses that occurred when they were younger than 18. The Missouri Department of Conservation has held its second annual Conservation Partners Roundtable event this morning with guest speaker Governor Mike Parson to talk about the importance of preserving Missouri's environment. KBIA's Molly Dove has this.
More than 150 people gathered in a Columbia Conference Center to learn about the MDC's goals. Governor Parson says it is important to take care and preserve the outdoors so current generations and many after them can enjoy it like he did as a kid. MDC Director Sarah Parker Pauley agrees with the governor. She says educating younger people will help accomplish their goals of taking care of nature while connecting people with it.
Our role in part is to ensure that they understand the importance, the value of nature. They're going to be the caretakers in the future.
Maintaining public trust is another goal of the MDCs. Pauley says having transparency with their partners and Missourians will help achieve their goals. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News.
With nearly $30 million in renovations underway on the outside of the Missouri Capitol, attention is turning toward an expensive and lengthy project to upgrade the interior of the building. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a consultant hired to oversee the renovation project told state officials this week the interior work could take as long as 7 years, and he won't have cost estimates until the end of the year. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.